morning, church.
Good morning,
church.
Good morning.
A very warm welcome to you all to Newport on Tee Church of Scotland and to our service of public worship. On behalf of our congregation, I would like to welcome all those who are worshiping with us for the first time or doing so after a long while. I wish to also welcome our brothers and sisters who are joining us via Zoom and those who will be listening to our worship service from our church's website. This morning, Hannah is back on the organ. But in Hannah's absence, we've had some of our very fine people also play the organ. So please just put your hands together for Eleanor and all those who've been playing for us. The intimations are on the service sheet, and also we have our journal fresh from the printers, and you would like to look at it closely and get any information that is important for our purposes. Let us take a moment of silence and prepare ourselves for worship. Let us worship God. Our first hymn, O Worship the King, All Glorious Above, 127.
Thank you.
us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you with hearts open and ready to receive your word. You are the God who calls us, equips us, and walks with us through every challenge. Just as you called Moses from the burning bush and assured him of your presence, we know that you are here with us now. We approach your throne with humility, acknowledging that it is by your power, not our own, that we can fulfill the purposes you have set before us. Lord, as we gather in your name, we seek your guidance and strength. Help us to lay aside our fears and excuses, trusting that you will provide us with everything we need to serve you faithfully. Like the Apostle Paul, we may find joy in knowing that no circumstance can hinder the spread of your gospel. We ask that you fill this place with your Spirit, that our worship may be pleasing to you, and that our hearts may be encouraged and emboldened to proclaim your truth. Merciful God, we confess that like Moses, we have often made excuses when you have called us to act. We focus on our inadequacies, our fears, and our limitations, doubting that you can work through us. We have allowed our sense of unworthiness to hold us back from stepping into the roles you have prepared for us. Lord, forgive us for our lack of trust in your power and for the times we have let our excuses overshadow your call. We also confess that, like Paul's opponents, we have sometimes allowed envy, rivalry, or personal ambition to influence our actions rather than seeking your glory alone. We acknowledge that we have not always rejoiced in the advancement of your gospel, especially when it came through means we did not expect or in ways that challenged our comfort. Forgive us, Lord, for our sins of doubt, fear, and selfishness. Cleanse us of these faults and renew our hearts with a steadfast spirit. Help us to see our weaknesses as opportunities for your strength to be made perfect, and to trust that even in our most difficult circumstances, you are working all things for the good of your kingdom. We ask this through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our next hymn, 485, Dear Lord and Father of Mankind.
Thank you.
morning, children.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
How long have you been in school now? 1 week? 2 weeks?
2 weeks and a half.
2 weeks and a half. How time flies. And are you still enjoying school?
Yeah.
Good. Ariel is not here today. Ariel is in Glasgow doing gymnastics. I hope she comes home with a gold medal. Now let's begin our talk this morning again with a few questions. Now, have you ever found yourself making excuses because you did not want to do something you needed to do or you were asked to do? Have you ever found yourself in that position, just making excuses? Let me give you some examples. For example, I will make up my bed afterwards because I'm too tired to do that now. Or, let me play a bit before I do my homework. Have you ever done that? Or maybe somebody says something to you and you say, well, I didn't hear that. Not that you did not hear, but because you want to behave as if you did not hear anything because you don't want to do what they ask you to do. We do that most of, I do that. You know, I do that sometimes. I make excuses. Sometimes when I'm tired. Sometimes when I don't just want to get up from where I'm sitting because I've been used to that space, I make excuses, and I'm sure you do too. Now this morning, I want to share a story with you about making excuses, about a man in the Bible called Moses. Anyone know anything about Moses? Moses in the Bible, yes? He was swallowed by a whale? No, that was not Moses. That was Jonah. So Moses was a man who was asked by God to go and help liberate or take the Israelites from Egypt where they were suffering. You remember now? Good. So he was a great man. But when God asked him to do that, do you know what he said? Can you remember? He used an excuse. Do you remember any excuse he used? He said he was not a good speaker, that he did not know how to speak. And so he was not able to do the job because he could not speak. And then he said, what if nobody listens to me? God, what will I do? And he thought it was a very difficult job. But God told him that he was going to help him. And he sent his brother Aaron to be his mouthpiece, to speak on his behalf. There are several lessons we can learn from this. Sometimes even in school, when they give us something in mathematics, we say, it's too difficult. I'm not able to do it. Or this homework is too hard. I can't do it. The lesson we learn is that we should work hard. If we are asked to do something, let us be determined to do it. Let us not make excuses. Because we make excuses out of laziness in most cases. And sometimes because we feel that we are not good enough to do something. But if we are given a task to do, let us be determined to do it and trust that God will give us the strength and the wisdom and the support that we need. Let us pray. Dear God, our Father, we are often people who would make excuses. Sometimes by just being quiet, or by taking the other easy way, or by just complaining about our inability to do the things which we need to do for our lives and for the community. We pray, O God, thanking you for the lessons we learn from the Bible. And we thank you for the life of Moses. You are able to use him despite his weaknesses and complaints. And we pray that you too would use us. We pray especially for our children as they grow in the faith. Be with them and bless them. And give them the determination to continue to do the things which you call them to do, to strengthen their faith and to contribute usefully in the world. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen.
Our next hymn is, "You are before me, God, you are behind."
Good morning, everybody. Before our young people and children leave, we have a prayer request that we're going to pray for just now. One of our young people, Robert Hutchinson, was playing football last night and broke his ankle. I just got a message through this morning during one of the hymns. So we're going to pray for Robert. He's going into surgery this afternoon. So we're going to pray for him just now. So let's pray. Father God, we thank you so much for all our children and young people. Thank you for their faith and thank you that for their want to know you more. Lord, one of our young people, Robert, is hurting right now. We pray that you be with him today. We pray that you would help him through this surgery and pray for no complications, Lord. We ask you to lift him and his family, the Hutchinsons, up to you just now who are worried sick. We pray that you be with them all. Let them know that you are there with them, comforting them. And we pray for a quick recovery for Robert as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. first reading this morning is taken from Exodus chapter 4, reading verses 10 to 17. Moses said to the Lord, O Lord, I have never been eloquent, neither in the past nor since you have spoken to your servant. I am slow of speech and tongue. The Lord said to him, Who gave man his mouth? Who makes him deaf or mute? Who gives him sight or makes him blind? Is it not I, the Lord? Now go, I will help you speak and will teach you what to say. But Moses said, O Lord, please send someone else to do it. Then the Lord's anger burned against Moses, and he said, What about your brother Aaron, the Levite? I know he can speak well. He is already on his way to meet you, and his heart will be glad when he sees you. You shall speak to him and put words in his mouth. I will help both of you speak and will teach you what to do. He will speak to the people for you, and it will be as if he were your mouth and as if you were God to him. But take this staff in your hand so that you can perform miraculous signs with it. And our New Testament reading is taken from Philippians chapter 1, reading verses 12 to 18. This is Paul's chains, advance the gospel. Now I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel. As a result, it has become clear throughout the whole palace guard and to everyone else that I am in chains for Christ. Because of my chains, most of the brothers in the Lord have been encouraged to speak the word of God more courageously and fearlessly. It is true that some preach Christ out of envy and rivalry, but others out of goodwill. The latter do so in love, knowing that I am put here for the defense of the gospel. The former preach Christ out of selfish ambition, not sincerely, supposing that they can stir up trouble for me while I am in chains. But what does it matter? The important thing is that in every way, whether from false motives or true, Christ is preached, and because of this, I rejoice. Yes, and I will continue to rejoice. Amen, and may God add his blessing to these readings of his holy word. Let us join together singing our next hymn, 470, Jesus shall reign where'er the sun.
us pray. Dear Father, we've come to this point of reflection, and we ask that you speak to us clearly from your word and give us direction for our lives. Through Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. No more excuses, trusting God's plans in our weakness. No more excuses. Beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, this morning I want to explore with you a struggle that many of us know too well, the habit of making excuses. And I think we all do it, sometimes to avoid tasks we don't want to do, and sometimes even to avoid things we know we should be doing. We rationalize, justify, and convince ourselves that our reasons are valid, but often they are just excuses in disguise. Can you remember any? Now, when it comes to our faith, the excuses can become even more problematic. I am too busy to pray. I don't read the Bible because I don't understand it. I will get right with God later when things calm down. My life is too busy. These are just a few examples of the excuses we use to avoid drawing closer to God. Now, today I want us to look at two stories from Scripture that challenge us to move beyond our excuses and trust God's plan even when we feel unqualified or overwhelmed. We begin with the story of Moses. God called him to lead the Israelites out of Egypt, an enormous responsibility that left Moses feeling completely inadequate. Instead of embracing his calling, Moses responded with a list of excuses. He wasn't a good speaker. He feared failure, and he didn't think he was the right person for the job. Sounds familiar, isn't it? These are the same kinds of excuses we often make when God calls us to step out in faith. But notice how God responds to Moses. God doesn't dismiss Moses' concerns, nor does he give up on him. Instead, he equips him. God provides Aaron, Moses' brother, to speak on his behalf and reassures Moses that his divine power will be with him. The message here is very clear. It is not about our abilities. It is about God's power working through us. Our weaknesses are not obstacles to God's work. They are the very places where his strength can shine the brightest. So, friend, how often do we make excuses when God calls us to do something? Whether it is sharing our faith, serving in the church, or simply reaching out to someone in need, we often feel like we are not up to the task. But just as God equipped Moses, he will equip us. We are not asked to rely on our own strength. We are called to trust in God's provision. Let us stop making excuses and start trusting that God will be with us every step of the way, providing everything we need to fulfill his calling. Now, we turn to Paul the Apostle. When we think of imprisonment, we usually think of suffering and despair. But Paul, even while chained and confined, did not wallow in his circumstances. Instead, he found joy because his imprisonment was actually helping to spread the gospel. The imperial guard, who might never have heard about Christ otherwise, was now hearing the message because of Paul's chains. And Paul's courage in the face of adversity inspired other believers to preach the gospel more boldly. What is truly remarkable is Paul's perspective. Even when others preached Christ out of envy or rivalry, trying to undermine him, Paul did not get caught up in his own discomfort or reputation. Instead, he rejoiced because Christ was being proclaimed. For Paul, the advancement of the gospel was more important than his personal situation. Beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, in our own lives we face various challenges. Personal suffering, societal opposition, even criticism from others within the church. Like Paul, we are called to see these challenges not as barriers, but as opportunities for God to work. How can God use your current situation to further his kingdom? How can your response to adversity serve as a testimony of God's faithfulness? We are invited to shift our focus away from our discomfort and toward God's greater plan, rejoicing that Christ is being proclaimed, no matter the circumstances. Both Moses and Paul encountered significant challenges, Moses with his insecurities and Paul with his imprisonment. Yet in both cases, God's message is loud and clear. Our weaknesses and circumstances are not obstacles to God's work. They are the very means by which he accomplishes his purposes. God doesn't need us to be perfect. He needs us to be willing. He doesn't ask us to have all the answers. He asks us to trust him and take the next step in faith. So today, again, I ask you, what excuses are holding you back from obeying the call of God? What challenges are you facing that seem too big to overcome? I challenge you to lay those excuses and fears before God right now. Trust that he will equip you just as he did with Moses. And in your struggles, like Paul, choose to see God's hand at work, advancing his gospel even in the midst of adversity. Let us commit to being a church that doesn't shrink back in fear, but steps forward in faith, confident that God is with us and will use even our weaknesses to bring glory to his name. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the examples of Moses and Paul who show us that you can use anyone and any situation to accomplish your will. Help us to stop making excuses and to trust in your provision and power. May we see our challenges as opportunities to glorify you, and may we be bold in proclaiming Christ in all circumstances. Strengthen our faith and let us rejoice in the advancement of your gospel, no matter what comes our way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I, the Lord of sea and sky, 251.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Loving and generous God, we bring before you these gifts, our offerings and acts of service, as a sign of our gratitude for all that you have given us. We dedicate them to you, asking that you bless and multiply them for the work of your kingdom. May these offerings be used to spread your love, to bring hope to the hurting, and to proclaim the good news of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Heavenly Father, we come today with humble hearts, grateful for your love and guidance. As we gather here in Newport-on-Tay Church of Scotland, we lift up our community to you. Strengthen our bonds, deepen our faith, and empower us to live out your will with courage and compassion. Help us to overcome the habit of making excuses and instead embrace your calling with trust and dedication. Lord, we pray for the United Kingdom and all those who lead and govern our nation. Grant our leaders wisdom and discernment as they make decisions that affect the lives of so many. May they seek your guidance in all that they do, striving for justice, peace, and the common good. Inspire them to lead with integrity and compassion, reflecting your kingdom in their actions. We lift up those who are struggling to make ends meet, facing financial hardships and uncertainty. Provide for their needs, Lord, and surround them with a supportive community that cares and acts in your name. For those trapped in war-torn places, we ask for your protection and deliverance. Bring peace where there is conflict, comfort where there is sorrow, and hope where there is despair. Father, we earnestly pray for peace and prosperity in our world. Let your peace reign in the hearts of individuals and nations alike. Bless our endeavors and grant us the prosperity that allows us to flourish and serve others. We seek your healing mercies for those who are sick, wounded, or brokenhearted. We pray especially for members of our congregation who have recently been diagnosed by an illness for which they are deeply concerned, or those whose family members find themselves in this situation. Bring hope and expectation of the miracles that you have promised upon our lives. Restore their health, renew their spirits, and surround them with your love. As we face the challenges of a new week, we ask for your inspiration and strength. Help us to trust in your plan, especially in our moments of weakness. Remind us that it is not by our own might, but by your power that we can overcome any obstacle. Encourage us to step forward in faith, leaving behind excuses and embracing the opportunities you present. Lord, let our lives be a testament to your faithfulness. May we rejoice in the advancement of your gospel, even amidst adversity. Empower us to support one another, to lift each other up, and to be a beacon of your light in our community and beyond. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you are able, please stand and together let us affirm our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. 512, our final hymn, "To God be the glory, great things he has done." Serve the Lord. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God, who knows the thoughts and the desires of every heart, guide and strengthen and fill you with all spiritual blessings and grace, that you may daily rejoice and be ready to give an account of your faith in the world.